Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
On the phone is Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy. And Raja, can I ask you a question real quick before we get into anything else?
Yeah, Lisa, of course.
Because now we're friends and, you know, I've butchered your name. I don't even know how many times. But I often hear people call you Raja, and I've heard you identify what I hear as Raja. What's correct?
You know, either works. Either works.
You say that all the time. It doesn't either work. Tell me which one is appropriate.
Let me see. How do I say it? Call me Raja.
Raja.
That's how I say it.
Raja. Okay,
yeah,
got
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
right. Now, on to more important things. The news out of New York about the attorney general and the filing of a sweeping lawsuit against former President Donald Trump and his children and the Trump Organization is breaking news today. And the files you're dealing with are independent of that. Tell everybody what has been handed over to members of Congress.
So those are files from his accounting firm called Mazars. They kind of did the accounting for the Trump Organization. And it all related back to 2019 when his attorney, Michael Cohen, came before the Oversight Committee and told us that basically Donald Trump and his organization presented one set of financial figures to, banks to get a loan, and he inflated his assets in that particular instance. And then he turned around and then presented another set of financial figures to the IRS when it came time for paying his taxes. And in that situation, he deflated or, understated the value of his assets and income. And that's what led to the Oversight Committee receiving these documents later on.
Okay, so let's say the Oversight Committee looks at these documents and you know everything you just said to be true. What happens then?
Well, really, the Oversight Committee in Congress receives these documents mainly for the purposes of trying to figure out what went wrong with the laws such that someone could do this. And so I think that's kind of where my head will be at more than anything else, which is, what are the loopholes in the law that allow an individual to basically present tax returns or massage them or, show them in a way that is, not truthful, whether it's trying to get a loan or trying to get, lower taxes. I think that, it's not necessarily just about Donald Trump in that case. It's really about anybody who essentially, falsely presents their financial figures. And we, the taxpayers or others, are left holding the bag because we end up, covering those costs in other ways because of that fraud.
But, Congressman, it is Donald Trump. I mean, you chose to go after those records. I don't know, are you collecting other records from other businessmen? I mean, it seems more political than what you're letting on here.
Well, I think that, obviously, in this particular situation, we had someone who actually came before, Congress and, swore an oath when he made these statements. So we're able to, in that situation, follow up on a very specific instance. The fact that it is Donald Trump, I guess, maybe shouldn't surprise us, given his other, his track record with regard to other improprieties. But that's certainly the situation.
So we all find it intriguing because we feel that, every day the former president is in the news, but it doesn't appear as if anything is really going to result in charges, a conviction, more than a slap on the wrist. So I do find it interesting. I guess what I'm saying, Raja, and by the way, this is Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy, U.S. Representative from Illinois' 8th Congressional District. Just wanted to reintroduce you. With what happens in New York, will that actually pique the interest of congressional members as well? Will both of these, all of these merge together?
I don't think they will, in the sense that I think that they're all kind of, they're all separate issues. I think that they might bear on different pieces of the law, and to that extent, I think people will be interested. But, I mean, now you have like 6 or 7 different investigations, at least 3 criminal investigations, one in Mar-a-Lago with regard to the mishandling, misappropriation of classified documents, the one, obviously, with regard to January 6th that the Department of Justice is involved in, and then perhaps more charges in New York and Georgia. But I think that they are distinct inquiries. I don't know if they'll result in further congressional action.
Okay, because it all boils down to fraud. Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy, what people in Chicago are worried about are the Venezuelan immigrants who continue to be bused here. We know that is a federal issue. We're dealing with it locally. What is going to happen that is going to prevent the movement of these people across the border and then subsequently put on buses and shipped to sanctuary cities like Chicago?
Well, I think that the fact of the matter is that we have a broken border. We have a broken immigration system, and it's kind of manifesting itself in some really ugly things happening right now. With regard to the border, I think that I'm actually very interested in certain proposals, even by folks like Senator Cornyn of Texas, who says that we should surge resources to the border to deal with all the asylum applications down there, whether it's additional judges, additional folks to really weed out the legitimate cases of asylum seeking from those that are not, and then to turn away the ones that are in a humane way that are not, you know, legitimate cases. Another of my colleagues, Vicente Gonzalez, a border Democrat from Texas, has proposed setting up safe zones down in Central America so that these people don't have to, you know, they don't get kind of exploited by cartels and moved 500 miles north to the border. And for those credible cases of asylum that they're granted down there, and they can take a flight north as appropriate, and then those who are not stay down there. But at the end of the day, gosh, you know, I think that what Mr. DeSantis and Mr. Abbott in Texas have done with these particular individuals, I just don't think that that's the way that you should treat people, and you certainly don't put them on buses and planes and send them north as they have. I think that We treat people in a much more humane way in America, and I think that's just wrong what they're doing. I think we should solve these problems in a more civil fashion on a bipartisan basis, fix the border, fix our immigration system, and do so expeditiously.
Yeah, that's the key, because it seems like it's been going on most of my entire life, and we all have hope that it will be changed. And, of course, we're looking to people like you to make that change. We have so many more questions. I hope you'll come back and join us on Chicago's Afternoon News again.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Thank you, everybody.
Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy from Illinois' 8th District. Steve has your 3 o'clock news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. And then we're going to talk to one of our News Nation correspondents who was outside the UN this morning. He's got a few things to share with us. Hey, stick around. News is next.